running from their healer. For all the skeptics running from an answer, let everyone who hears these words say, come. For the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Yeah, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. For all the Pharisees empty on the inside. For all the
Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding day of the Lamb has come. His bride, and the bride is the church. That's you and me, that's us. The bride has made herself ready. She was allowed to wear a bright, clean linen garment. The linen represents the righteous deeds of the holy ones. Then the angel said to me, write this. The angel said this to St. John. He's the one having Revelation. Blessed are those who have been called to the wedding feast of the Lamb. And he said to me, these words are true. They come from God. Rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding day of the Lamb has come. His bride has made herself ready. She was allowed to wear a bright, clean linen garment. Now, a lot of times we think that the bride just puts on the white dress to show that she's a virgin or that she's pure, and that is part of the tradition. In this case, the linen garment, the bright white linen garment, that is to show in an outward way that on the inside, our inside is pure. This is one of the reasons that, like later in Corinthians, or before that in Corinthians, this is one of the reasons the church says, before you go to receive the Eucharist, you should be in a state of grace. You should not have serious sin. You should not have mortal sin in your soul. You need to go to confession before you go to communion. Because what the church is trying to teach us, what God is revealing to St. John to reveal to us in Revelation, the book of Revelation is not a book of damnation and hell. The book of Revelation is about a wedding. That literally, the whole first part is about the bride, and the groom, the whole second part is about the bride. And literally, the whole book of Revelation is trying to teach us that Jesus is the groom, the perfect groom, and he's coming for his bride. And his bride is in a world that's filled with sin. And this is where it gets really hard, because the guys are like, dude, I'm not a bride. I will be the best man. I will stand beside Jesus in a tux, and I'll look good doing it, but I'm not the bride. And that's where we have to think a little bit higher for a second, that Jesus is the groom, is coming for the church, and the church is the bride, and the church is in a world surrounded by sin. But the same way that the groom is going to come with the groomsmen, okay, the saints and the angels, Jesus is coming for the bride. And he's going to take the bride back to where he is. When he takes her back, Jesus and the church, there's going to be a consummation. And people start going, this is getting kind of uncomfortable now. This is biblical. You're like, well, it's sexual. It's more than sexual because it's truly intimate. This is biblical. Is that God wants to have this level of intimacy with us. That the only thing more intimate than when my wife and I make love is when my wife and I pray. Because we're bearing souls, not just bodies. And this is one of those reasons, too, I was going to say, I always encourage teenagers and young people to pray together, but I also want to say you have to be really careful when you do, especially if you're dating, because it gets to this really intimate level. And sometimes, you know, we can mistake that intimacy. Like, we always have to have barriers and boundaries. You have to be careful. It's good to pray in groups, okay? Because there is an intimacy there. And you don't want to let the evil one in and turn something beautiful like prayer into something that's not beautiful, like a disordered action, like premarital sex, okay? But this is what Jesus is trying to reveal to us. And Jesus is saying, I'm the groom, and I'm going to come to where you are so that we can be truly intimate. And Revelation is not just about the end of the world and the end times. Revelation's about the mass. And people say, well, it's about his second coming. The word is parousia. When he comes back at the end of time, like you know, heard of all the people saying, he's going to come back. Remember a couple months ago. He's coming back in May. The word parousia doesn't mean coming at the end of time. The word parousia means his coming, his presence. When does Jesus as the groom crash into our presence every single day? In fact, he's going to be crashing into your presence. In 2 hours, you are going to your wedding. Ladies, you don't have to wait another 10 years. Guys, in a weird, I know you're like, I'm just not comfortable with this imagery. You know, we're going to a wedding. When we go up to that abbey today, And every time you go into a church, every time you go into your own parish at Mass, it is a wedding. And what God is inviting you into is the most intimate relationship you've ever known and the only perfectly intimate and perfectly loving relationship you will ever know. Because he is perfect. And as awesome and holy as your marriage is, if you're called to marriage, it's never going to be completely perfect. And it has no shot at it if God, who is perfection, is not part of it. So what's going to happen is we're going to walk into a church. And this is why we're always saying, if you're going to go to communion, you got to go to confession because you're not going to be dressed right. Remember the first parable you read? Why did he get thrown out? He wasn't dressed in wedding garments. He wasn't dressed appropriately. But he was invited. Yeah, we're all invited. But we still have to dress appropriately. When should that guy have figured out, even if he didn't know, even if he'd never been to the wedding before, when should he have figured out he wasn't dressed right? Yeah. Looking around, you're walking in. You see everybody walking in, you're like, that's a nice tux. Man, that's a pretty dress. I hope I'm okay in my cargo shorts and my flip-flop, my ripped-up tank top. Like, it should have occurred to him on the way in, or at least not on the way in once he's inside. So here we are in the Mass. And he says, rejoice and be glad that you've even been invited. But it doesn't stop there. Because God says, I want such intimacy with you that I'm going to stand at the end of an aisle like a groom. And the bride, the church, is going to rise and walk forward. And when the bride rises and walks forward, the bride's going to come face to face with Jesus at the end of the aisle, like the groom. And the groom, there's going to be an unveiling. It's veiled. Looks like the host. Looks like the bread. There's going to be an unveiling. And you know what's really interesting? When we consume the Eucharist, that's the exact same root word for the word consummate. So literally, we're going to consume the Eucharist, and the two are going to become one. Does that make sense? So now here we are in a house of God, and the two are going to become one. And literally, we are going to be able to receive Christ Jesus in his fullness, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And his grace now is going to come within us. And this is the way the church looks at it. This is why it's so important that we have grace. Because you know what? When my wife and I, we consummate our relationship, okay? And I'll tell you what. You know, we consummated, and 9 months later, you have to name that consummation. Okay? Because it bore fruit. Because God was involved. That's why if you contracept and God's not involved, you can't bear fruit. And you take out the purpose, and we're left with use. So here we are, we bear fruit. Think about this. When we go to Mass, God is saying, I want you to have my grace. Because grace, and we have all these big definitions for it, grace is God's life. That's what grace is. God's life in you. And God says, I want my life in you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to humble myself to come to where you are, and I'm going to unveil my presence, and I'm going to allow myself to be consumed by you. And truthfully, while I'm allowing myself to be physically consumed by you, you're being spiritually consumed by me, and you have God's grace in you, so that when the two become one, we are now going to go out of this church, and you're going to become, like, impregnated with my life, that you're going to bear fruit and share fruit with the world. And the guys are like, this is so not comfortable. But you got to go to that higher level, in a spiritual level, on a mystical level. That literally what God is saying is, I am not okay with you just going around on your own. I want to be with you. And I want you to come back to me often. Because this is true intimacy. And there's times, you know, we go to Mass, and that is a consummation act. It's intimate.
The Spirit and the bride say, come.